A black contestant is crowned Miss America, and a worldwide nuclear war is narrowly averted. It's September of 1983. This is Artie's Time Warp.
And if she should tell you I love you, if she whispers with her charms, and if she should tell you come closer, if she tempts you into her arms, you tell her no, no. You tell her no, no, no. You tell her no, no. Don't hurt me now, cause your love belongs to me.
Artie's Time Warp. You're listening to Artie's Time Warp, and here's your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good.
Whoa, good to have you along. In September of 83, as the Everly Brothers reunite after 10 years at the Royal Albert Hall in London, Kiss appears without makeup for the first time on MTV. And we're buying new LPs from Kiss, UB40, Huey Lewis in the News, and the Motels, along with Art of Noise, Alice Cooper, Was Not Was, and the Romantics. This is the end. You made your choice and now my chance is over. I thought I was in. You put me down and say I'm going nowhere. Save me, darling. I am now what I am far from over. Give me something. I need September 83, Arnold Schwarzenegger becomes a U.S. citizen. Radio Shack introduces their color computer, the Coco 2. President Reagan announces that GPS will now be available for civilian use. And the U.S. Mint strikes the first gold coin in 50 years, the Olympic Eagle.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
Do you want me? Take me now.
Hailing from Portland, Oregon, it's Quarter Flash in September of 83. Marv and Rindy Ross heading up the band. Rindy, who handles lead vocals, also plays sax on many of their cuts, and she considers the saxophone as an extension of her voice, allowing her to express things that she cannot express with her voice alone. We'll return with much more music right after this.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.